I have four questions from Atula Krishna Das, although the first one I don't really understand, although it's in English, but it has to do with Brahma Vimohana Leela. Anyway, I've read it a couple of times and I can't really understand it. So just a point to kind readers that if they make their questions succinct but very, very clear, it's important that sometimes we think something's clear in our mind, but when we put it in writing, the words don't necessarily communicate on paper the same thing as our thoughts do. Second question is to do with the distinction between consciousness and the soul, and therefore on what level is the relationship between Krishna and the living entities. So here he expresses either some surprise that there's a difference between the consciousness and the soul. Yes, there is. The soul is the conscious living entity, and consciousness is its energy. Krishna has unlimited potencies, conscious potencies. Krishna is also conscious. His consciousness is one of his potencies. Similarly, the living entity also, it is conscious. Consciousness is the potency of the living entity itself. And on what level do relationships then take place? The relationships take place between the souls and the Supreme Soul, between the living entities and Krishna. And the relationship takes place via the consciousness. I'm conscious of Krishna's smile. I'm conscious of Krishna's words. I'm conscious of Krishna's form. I'm conscious of Krishna's expressions of love. It's the soul that is the experiencer, and the via media of that experience is the consciousness of the observer to the observed, and vice versa. So similarly, love is also communicated. There are symptoms of love, or expressions of love, and then there's the feeling of love itself. The expressions of love we become conscious of through by our consciousness, and the feeling of love takes place by the conscious soul itself. On the third question, he asks that when the gopis met Lord Narayan, what did this signify, particularly Srimati Rani's role in it? It signified two things. First of all, Rupa Goswami gave this example of the extraordinary love of the gopis, that even though they came face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, their interest was, they asked, please tell us, where is Krishna? Their interest in Krishna did not abate. Their love in Krishna did not abate by the presence of Lord Narayan. So even though they think Krishna is an ordinary person, their love for Krishna as a cowherd boy suppresses or supersedes their love mixed with awe and veneration for Lord Narayan. And this is symptomatic not only of the gopis' love, but this is symptomatic of Braja Bhakti in general. And the other point is that, but when Srimati Radharani appeared, then Krishna could no longer conceal himself with his four arms, because her love for Krishna was so much stronger even than those of the other gopis. Her love for Krishna demanded that she see Krishna, induce Krishna, and because Krishna was physically present, he couldn't maintain his Narayan identity because of the great attractive magnetic force of Srimati Radharani's love that it more or less just stripped him of his disguise. And the fourth question he's asking about is that some devotees say that at the higher levels of devotional service, one needs, when one is becoming cognizant of one's swarup, and beyond that, that one needs instruction from a devotee, from a Vaishnava, as to how to cultivate the perfectional stages of bhava to prema. And some other devotees say that simply if you practice the nine forms of devotional service, then everything will be resolved. So, which is the case? Both may be the case. Both are true. It depends what the circumstances are. If one has such exalted spiritual master, if such Vaishnava is present, that he can give one guidance and direction in one's spiritual advancement, then as with everything, our business is tadviti paripratena paripashnena sevaya, that we should go to a spiritual master, inquire from him, and upadikshanti. That's always the first line of approach. However, if one's spiritual master is no longer physically present, there is no such advanced Vaishnava present to give one such guidance, then tadami buddhi yogam tvam jinamam upayantite, then Krishna will make the arrangement. By chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name can instruct us and reveal anything, what to speak of Krishna personally, or Krishna's associates can come through dream, or one spiritual master may come through dream, as may other personalities, according to the sort of the course of the individual devotee's sojourn in spiritual life, and reveal those things that are necessary to advance in Krishna consciousness. But we should never think that for those who are really tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, those who are always engaged in loving devotional service, there will never be such an opportunity, because some spiritual ingredient wasn't present, therefore I wasn't able to attain perfection and different stages of perfection. So Krishna says that yoga kshema bahami aham, whatever we need, Krishna will provide. So there won't be 1 second, 1 minute delay in our advancement in Krishna consciousness if for our part we're doing everything with love, devotion, free of offense, and if we're doing it perfectly, then immediately there will be reciprocation one way or another. Hare Krishna.